You are listening to the podcast, episode 256.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I can't even find the button for the microphone. Today's not going well. Welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 256. I want to start again. Can I go home? Mummy! On tonight's show, we have some cracking music and some stuff to talk about, particularly the progress with our newborn son, Alex. Caroline is currently dealing with him. Take from that what you will, but they'll both be joining us very shortly. So I'm going to continue mopping up beer from the table. Don't ask, really. And I shall leave you with the Quasars and a track called Electric Feelings.
Century. Under blue sky, the river flowed among the trees. The sun was shining, and I ran on the meadows. was policeman, and my sweet mother was a computer program. And I remember that one day when I was young, I seen the light of sunset from my window. But when I suddenly a blinding flash confused my just a trick in pills. Memories of someone that lived somewhere else ended up in one of my little chips. And suddenly I found it that my really past, it wasn't really six of Vitra Symphony. You can see the notes writing on the score, but you can hear that nice music in the air. When I love, when I hate, or I'm happy, when I'm sad. When I have fear, when I'm fun, I think we don't feel me bad. You're just a achy feeling.
Shaking there, buddies. This is Jez, and you are listening to the Bugcast. Giggity-goo!
Thank you. otra vez toca engañarse, arrugar la servilleta, bajo un segundo a fumar, a darme vueltas. Fantasías abandonadas a la desidia de las semanas, sin nada que imaginar. Acostúmbrame a tus caprichos, dame cuerda una vez más. Ten paciencia en los días tristes, no me permitas volver atrás.
That was Glasgow with a track called, I've lost it, Buscavidas. Formed in mid-2010, Glasgow is a pop rock and power pop band from Santiago de Compostela in Spain.
Ah.
Not Santiago de Camino. What's the other one? Camino.
It's not that far off, is it?
It's this in the same region, as far as I know. Influenced by bands like Arcade Fire and Coldplay, Glasgow can be summarised by resounding sounds, electrifying melodies and fresh lyrics. Thanks very much indeed to Chocolon.
who's in the chat room at the moment, for recommending this track through us by using the suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest. You can find out more about Glasgow by going to their MySpace, myspace.com/SomosGlasgow, SomosGlasgow. The links will always be in the show notes at thebugcast.org.
And before that...
Hello!
Hello, sorry about that. I have a very awake Alex.
You do?
Alex is awake but killed.
He looks a bit...
He still hasn't burst.
Euphoric is the word. Oh, do you want to pass them over in a second then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so Quasars with Electric Feelings from Cadio in Italy. You can find out more by checking out quasars.it. I thought they sounded reminiscent of Depeche Mode and Kraftwerk.
We had Tube by Army thrown into the mix as well. The track Our Friends Electric, which Gary Newman wrote. Yeah. So there's a very, very strong electric, yes, electronic feel in there.
They've got two albums on Jamendo, one with 5 tracks and one with 8 tracks. And that's about as much information as I can
give. That's it. Wonderful.
I could have probably gone on the website and found out more, but it was a bit of a push to get the show together tonight, wasn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Alex.
Although I will say I have pre-chosen my tracks for next week, so I'm a bit more organised for next week.
I will
week.
Do mine this weekend, so hopefully we'll be kind of ready for next week's show tomorrow, which would be rather nice. So anyway, did you give the website?
Yes, quasars.it.
Oh, fair enough, that's fine. The only reason I ask is that I forgot to announce the first song. The first song, the song that opened the show, was Sweet Surrender by 2,000 Miles Apart. They are now known as Way Past Saturday, who are an alternative pop-punk band out of southeast Michigan in the USA. If you want to find out more about them, their website is reverbnation.well. You can find out information at reverbnation.com/2000miles apart. Now, that does refer to them as being called Way Past Sunday, but there's not really that much information about them on Tinterwebs. But a special thank you to Kevy, who's not in the chat room at the moment, for recommending this track a few weeks ago by sending a message to me on StatusNet. So thank you very much indeed for that, Kevy. Right, okay. You're taking photographs of our son.
He was doing a windy smile, but then I forgot I'd put the flash on this, so I nearly blinded him.
Yeah, that would do it, definitely. Do you want to just give a quick recap of what's happened in the last week and chuck him over at the same time?
In general.
Yes, in general.
I've got to remember what's happened in the last week.
Well, when we caught up with everybody last week, we'd come back out of hospital that day. We've not been back into hospital since, which is a good thing.
Yes. I'm not going to throw the baby. I'm passing the baby over gently to Daddy to see if he can get some burps out of him.
Yes. Pass it again.
Basically, oh, definitely not. He's gained some weight. He's now 80 grams off his birth weight now, which is good.
Oh, he just burped.
Hey.
Hey.
He's passed his hearing test today.
Is he all right?
So that's good. And he's been taken to Daddy's work, stayed asleep the whole time until we left them and went to a restaurant, and he stayed away for about an hour. And then he went to my work today and met some of my colleagues, but Fridays are busy, quiet days at my work. So, and most importantly, today he's been made official. He has now got his own birth certificate. So he's now... He's got hiccups as well. There you go. There's Alex's first words on the show.
Alex is now officially a podcaster.
Yes. Yes, so he's been made official. Alex William Ian Lee.
Yay. Awesome stuff.
But
he's putting on weight nicely. And
yes. So we've been discharged from the midwife.
Yeah.
Need to nip to the doctors on Monday just to make him official, because currently he's known as Baby Lee. So get to give his full title sort of thing. And yes, it's all going well.
Yes, as Thistleweb just said in the chat room, IDS will be after him now. We did joke as we were leaving the registry office that he is now on every single government database known to man. So yes, he'll start getting junk mail soon, no doubt.
Thistleweb in the chat room.
Yeah, I actually worked this one out earlier on. We were very careful to make sure we gave him a name that didn't have initials that could spell something. But unfortunately, it does look as though we have chosen a name that spells A Willie.
Yes.
A-W-I-L-E-E. A Willie. Yes.
Shh. Don't tell people.
Sorry. Don't, please, if you, no, don't tell anybody. Keep it to yourself. Right, suppose we better say hello to those people that are in the chat room this evening. I'll do the list today,
I'll
I think.
I'll do the thing.
Okay, that's fine. You
We've
do it
We've got Steve B, Chalcom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gregorio SW, Incius, Ivan O, John the Nice Guy, K5 Tux.
Stop. What do you notice? K5 Tux is actually
in
there.
The chat room, yes.
He's in the chat room and he's interacting with people. He's not away.
Woohoo! Laney, MMNO, Moggers87, Me and the Baby, Popey, P-Squid, which are kind of not there, but it doesn't matter, You, Feru, Thistleweb, Sessica, and Yannick.
I'm just changing my nickname to be more correct. Oh, nuts.
The Lovebug and Ale.
Well, that's true as well.
Although he dropped it all over my side of the table by the looks of it. What did you do to the candle, by the way?
It, well, as it melted down, it kind of decided to fall over, and then there was a hole in the bottom, and it got candle wax all over the table. So candle wax on the table, beer on the table. I think we need to wash this tablecloth.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Anyway, so yeah, thank you very much indeed, guys, for joining us live tonight. It's good to have you here. Yes, I still have hiccups in the... Was not quite sure what that was. You weren't pushing, were you?
Oh.
Are you pushing?
Alex is a landmark nappy today. Daddy's had officially had the biggest poo from Alex. He's not going to say anything now, but I'm near the microphone. Oh. He squeaks a lot.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Anyway, shall we have the next piece of music?
Yes, this is... the next piece of music is Quietly Concerned with All You Know.
All you know is all a lie, all caught up in paradise, running away from everything real, everything that hurts to feel. All you know is all that you've put up to keep you from the truth, a wall to keep out all the hurt, only to keep out all that's worth. All along you thought that you better off if all you knew was gold. All along you've been a fool, and it's getting old. All routine, a careful schedule meant to clean your heart of anything that might disturb the peace and cause a fight. All you do is bury your head, you know you might as well be dead. But once you find the good, you'll learn to take the bad when it's your turn. All along you thought that you were better off if all you knew was gold. All along you've been a fool, getting
leave the Bugcast a voicemail. Pick up your phone and dial 020 3603 3691 from within the UK or +44 20 3603 3691. It's that easy. That's what I've just done. Everyone I love, falling from my hands.
exist anymore.
That was the John Russell Band with From My Hands. He's from Peterborough here in the UK. And on his website, it says, "There are those who follow, and there are those who embark on a journey. Individuals who follow their own creative impulse, regardless of fashion, are unable to stay within the confines of a specific genre." John Russell occupies a unique space, sitting somewhere between conventional music categories, waiting to be discovered like a long-lost friend. If you want to find out more about the John Russell Band, their MySpace is myspace.com/JohnRussellSounds. We have played John Russell Band a number of times in the last year or so, but it was actually Thistleweb who prompted me to have another look at the band. And this, we've played the three most popular tracks on Jimendo already, and this was the fourth, so it worked quite nicely.
Cool.
Mm.
And before that, it was Quietly Concerned with All You Know, from Johannesburg in South Africa. And I don't think we've played many South African bands before. Quietly Concerned is a solo folk musician who cares about other folk no matter how many legs they have. Everything that he does is Creative Commons, which means that people can share it with your friends as much as you want, and you only have to pay for it if you want to. Anyone that does pay for it, 50% of any net profit goes to charities spread over causes related to animals and children.
Hmm.
He plays a blend of intricate guitar with gentle vocals and hints of harmonica. Conceptually, the lyrics of Quietly Concerned focus on issues pertaining to social awareness, animal rights, human condition, and of course, love. And you can find out more by checking out quietlyconcerned.com.
Awesome. Good stuff. It's been a bit down-tempo this week, unintentionally.
Yeah.
I know you've got quite a cracking ender for the show.
Yeah.
And the opening track was quite a couple of
songs that I chose not to play tonight because they were a bit too down-tempo.
But you had some that were really down-tempo and some that
were weird.
A little bit short of Cookie Monster. Very, very
noisy.
The
one that we played seconds later, we were like, oh, quickly turn that off.
Yeah, it's a good job the kids weren't in the room.
Black Bones song might have had the F word in a few times, but that one had pretty much every word, including the C word.
Yeah,
First 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't get any further than that.
Yeah, when the vocals started, before even any of the swearies came in, I thought, hang on a minute.
See,
and then bang, here it came.
There was one artist I looked at, and I thought, well, I'm not sure about this, because the song that they were going to do was Burning Hell, so I was expecting a rah, 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 rah. But then it was really twee. It was really upbeat with female vocals, and it was like, that just doesn't match.
Maybe there's
the
another
title.
Side to Burning Hell that we don't know about, that isn't all loud, leery, and oh, bless you, and quite hot. Maybe there's a warm side of Burning Hell. Maybe from a distance.
Yeah, but I'm reckoning there's like 45 seconds into that track, it'll suddenly have done the whole, if you turn it backwards, it's Satan speaking to you thing, and it'll have gone really weird.
Moggers has just made an observation that in the chat room, when the music's finished and we start talking, a little bot process comes up and says, "Now playing Dave and Caroline Waffle." But Moggus has just made a very good observation that it should currently say Dave, Caroline and Alex Waffle.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's now my new Facebook profile picture.
What? Waffle.
Me holding Alex.
Oh, I see. Oh, what? Just now? The one I took?
Yeah.
Ah. You should paste that into the chat room. And then I
should. I think I'd have to make it.
You paste into the chat room. I'll stick it into the show notes.
Cool.
Special welcome to John Lane Podcasts, who has joined in the chat room. John Lane is a podcaster himself, and he messaged me at the right time, and I said, "Come and join us. Come and listen." So hopefully he's listening now. So welcome, John. Okay. Next bit of music, I think.
Yes, and it would be me again, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
So I have a wriggly baby that's trying to escape.
This is an incredibly cleverly named artist.
Yes.
I'm quite impressed by this.
This is One Night Band with Skipping Over the Ocean.
Good, and you will need some love. Seekum.
Tadamagush.
Shubenakadi.
Quispansis.
Pokemush.
Skookumachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Quiquasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
Child.
Yes. That was Studebaker's Blacksmith Shop with a track called Type of Guy. Now, they're from Germany, and that track was taken from their 2011 release called Excuse Me, Are You Sick? Many thanks indeed to Kevy for prompting me to revisit the profile on Jimendo for Studebaker's Blacksmith Shop. Why can I say Studebaker's Math... I can't say it, can I? I just fell over that. We played them last back on episode 244, which was our first show of 2013. You want to find out more about the band, you can find them at myspace.com/Studebaker's Blacksmith Shop.
Cool.
And that was your cue.
Waiting for me to do something.
Yes. Sorry. And you weren't paying attention. You're looking at the screen sideways. Why?
I was looking for a photo. Oh. Before that, it was One Night Band with Skipping Over the Ocean. The One Night Band was born almost by chance in 2001 in Picenza, north of Italy. Five friends from the same neighbourhood. You got Marco on voice and guitar, Frank on guitar, Dave on voice and bass, and Jack on drums. That's only four.
And, well, that's what he thinks.
And,
was that a cough fart? Yeah. Did you cough and fart at the same time?
And basically, they were only going to supposed to perform for one night, but then they carried on. So they'd formed to do a one-off.
And then became
a band, which is why they're called One Night Band.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're from Piacenza in Italy, and source from Jimendo, and you can find out more by checking out onenightweb.com.
Again, a very well and cleverly named website.
Yes.
Indeed. So there we go. That was our penultimate song. So a little bit of a shorter show this week. However, it should make a difference because we still play the same amount of high quality music that you come to love and expect from a podcast as good. I'm just going to shut up now. Next week, the Bugcast episode 257 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 12th of April at 9:30 p.m. UK time. We are currently UTC plus one, so translate that to however you currently do it. So bless you. Bless you again. Good grip. Was that wet?
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, drop us a line. Our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. We also have a suggestion box, which has been used by a couple of people this week, which you can find at thebugcast.org/suggest. We take all manner of suggestions there. It's not just what music you want to play. If you want to tell us how crap we are, then please feel free to use that page and tell us. As I mentioned last week, we have commissioned a couple of independent podcasters to critique the show, and they have given us some very good feedback, which, as I say, we will be looking at and hopefully actioning and making improvements on the show in the next few weeks. If you want to add your voice to that and give some, you know, constructive criticism or critique about the show, about how we could improve things, doesn't matter how small it is, just drop us a line and let us know. We very much appreciate that. Okay, that's it. I think it's now last song time. So, yes, very your show.
Yes. This is Down to Nine with Big City Cowboy. Now, I did play Down to Nine a few shows ago, show 248, potentially. But it's a different track, basically. From Berlin in Germany, John Luke Fong and Jonas formed in 2008. They've got an enthusiastic fan base in Berlin. Founded as an experiment among friends, the band launched into a musty garage under the Berlin S-Bahn tracks. They evolved into a highly productive combo. Songs are written jointly, and there's usually an unconventional drum or bass line, combined with crunchy 70s guitar and an assertive voice, which is quite melodic and catchy, and they feel like they're a bit of a cross between Led Zeppelin, Jack White, the Foo Fighters and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's a bit of a combo.
Yes. And you can find out more by checking out downtonine.de.
Okay, and we'll leave you with Down to Nine, a Big City Cowboy, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Well, you stomp your leather boot into the dust, putting out a hand-rolled cigarette, a tiny cloud welts up, I say, oh, 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 you're the man. I
Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.